To many, Pippin is one of the least important members of the Fellowship, and was often just used for comic relief in the movies. But when you go back to the books, he's a lot more central. In fact, did Pippin save Middle-earth? Stay with me on this one. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. If you like theories, background, history and lore about The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher, then this is the channel for you. Welcome. Okay, so obviously Pippin did not single-handedly save Middle-earth and was not the most important character in The Lord of the Rings, but I think he has been underappreciated for far too long by the Lord of the Rings community, and I genuinely think that but for Pippin, the quest to destroy the ring would have failed and failed badly. Let me explain why. And I should give a shout-out to the chat in one of my live streams over on my IDG Live channel. That's where the genesis of the idea for this video came from. You guys are amazing and deserve your second breakfasts every day, so thank you. At first glance, Pippin may appear to be a bit of a hanger-on in the Fellowship. Even Merry played his part in killing the Witch King, right? What did Pippin do? But Tolkien did not create characters just for comic relief. Everyone had their place, and the four hobbits in particular were central. The principle often with Tolkien is that the less important characters are in worldly eyes, the more important they are to the plot. The great may do great deeds, but it is the humble and the weak who are the true heroes, and it is the hobbits who are often shown to be the humblest and the weakest. And of the four hobbits, Pippin is the youngest and least obviously a hero when you read the story. Frodo was the ring-bearer, Sam was, well, Sam, carrying Frodo when Frodo could go no further, and Merry was there killing the Witch King of Angmar with Eowyn. But Pippin, well, he was presented as a fool of a Took, wasn't he? Dropping rocks down wells when he shouldn't, gazing into magical seeing stones when he shouldn't, and so on. Well, in this video, I want to set a few things straight. Yes, he did do those things, but Pippin was not just a hanger-on. In fact, without Pippin, everything would have failed. Sauron would have recaptured the ring, Middle-earth would have fallen under the shadow, everyone we cared about would have died. Pippin was essential. Let's start at the beginning of the story. In the movies, Merry and Pippin got involved by accident, bumping into Frodo and Sam in a field. But in the books, they were in on it from the start. They, along with Fredegar Bolger and Sam, were the so-called conspirators who knew the truth behind Frodo's odd behaviour and helped him move out of Hobbiton. They moved Frodo's things from Bag End to Crick Hollow, created the cover story of him moving to Buckland, and so on. And then Pippin set off with Frodo and Sam in the walk across the Shire from Hobbiton. He was their guide, helping them across fields they did not recognise, so they didn't have to go by the main road, finding them shelter with Farmer Maggot and safe passage onto Bucklebury Ferry when the Black Riders were closing in. It was even Pippin who first felt and warned the others about the growing threat of the Old Forest when Merry was blithely leading them ever deeper in towards Old Man Willow. He was ignored then, but overall this is quite a strong start by Pippin. Fast forwarding to later in the story with the breaking of the Fellowship, we'll come back to what happened in Moria in a bit, don't worry, Pippin and Merry again show their bravery by rushing off to try and protect Frodo, only to be captured themselves by the Uruk-hai. The movies even gave them a heroic moment of distracting the orcs' attention so Frodo could escape, but Pippin's worth was shown later in the books and the film by him deliberately dropping his elven brooch so that Aragorn, Gimli and Legolas could find it and know they came that way. And then he managed to cut his bonds so that the two of them could escape. But for Pippin, he and Merry would probably have died in that conflict. Pippin and Merry then both managed to get the Ents on side to attack Saruman at Isengard, a tough task given how slow Ents can be at making decisions, and a hugely pivotal moment in the war. Saruman was a formidable opponent, and his continued involvement would have prevented Rohan from riding to help Gondor, so Minas Tirith would probably have fallen. Then, in Minas Tirith, it was Pippin who saved Faramir's life when Denethor was trying to burn him alive. He knew he couldn't stop Denethor himself, so he rushed off to get help from Beregond and Gandalf. And then, after that, Pippin was the only hobbit to be a part of Aragorn's army, heading to almost certain death outside the Black Gate. He went willingly, showing his courage. Pippin not only survived, but he killed a troll in that battle and saved Beregond's life. When the hobbits returned to the Shire and to the scouring of the Shire, it was Pippin who raised the Tooks in rebellion against Sharky's rule and led 100 of them to the Battle of Bywater. There is no doubt that Pippin grew in stature, literally as well as figuratively, throughout the story in a way that most other characters didn't. He left the Shire young and wide-eyed, but by the time he returned, he was a war hero and leader of men. Well, a leader of hobbits. On this roll call of achievements alone, we can say that Pippin played his full part. But what about those two great mistakes he definitely did make, dropping the stone down the well in Moria and looking into the Palantir of Orthanc? Don't they show that for whatever he brought to the Fellowship, he was more of a liability than he was worth? Well, no, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong, both of those moments had some pretty scary short-term consequences. Dropping the stone down the well in Moria roused the Orc hordes and the Balrog. That led directly to Gandalf's death. And looking into the Orthanc stone brought with it the very real risk that Sauron might have read Pippin's mind and discovered all of their plans and about Frodo. The entire fate of Middle-earth was endangered by Pippin's curiosity. So both times Pippin got it very wrong. But when you think about it, both times it actually turned out to be very right. Gandalf's death led directly to him coming back stronger and more powerful as Gandalf the White. He could now break Saruman's staff and cast him out from the Order of the Astari and perform the great feats that he did in those closing days and weeks of the War of the Ring. And Sauron seeing Pippin through the Palantiri similarly had unexpected positive benefits. Sauron naturally assumed that Pippin was the Ringbearer at Isengard, hundreds of miles from Mordor. In response, he fast-forwarded his plans and thought little of the prospect of anyone trying to infiltrate his realm. Aragorn and Gandalf using this accidental information to make Sauron overconfident and make it easier for Frodo was crucial in getting the ring to Mount Doom. So we actually now have quite an impressive list of things that would not have happened but for Pippin. But for Pippin, Frodo would probably not have made it out of the Shire safely. But for Pippin, he and Merry would not have escaped their captors. But for Pippin, the Ents would not have marched. Faramir would have been burned alive, Beregond killed by a troll, and perhaps the Shire would not have been saved from Sharky. And yes, but for Pippin's tookish misadventures, Gandalf would not have returned as Gandalf the White. Saruman's power would not have been broken, and Sauron would not have focused his energy searching for the ring outside Mordor. While Pippin almost certainly did not plan for any of these consequences, his bravery and noble spirit cannot be doubted. He chose to go with Frodo to Rivendell, even though he knew there would be danger, and having experienced that danger firsthand, insisted on travelling on with him beyond Rivendell. He would have gone with him all the way to Mount Doom if he hadn't been captured. He volunteered to serve Gondor because Boromir had died saving him and went willingly to the final battle despite knowing that he was ill-equipped for it and would most likely die. And so, although it would be an overstatement to say that Pippin was personally responsible for saving Middle-earth, it can also not be denied that, but for him, things would have gone very differently and probably much worse. In all probability, Frodo would not have made it to Mount Doom. Pippin was a catalyst for world-shifting events. Gandalf put it like this when talking about him and Merry. That is not the only part they have to play. They were brought to Fangorn, and their coming was like the falling of small stones that starts an avalanche in the mountains. Even as we talk here, I hear the first rumblings. Pippin did save Middle-earth. Not on his own, but as a part of the Fellowship, a small part in a complicated web of heroes and actions that led to the downfall of Sauron. It's just that Pippin's actions, more than most, the things he got right and the things he got wrong, had huge ramifications. But for him, his noble heart, tookish inquisitiveness, and devoted friendship, the story would have ended in a much, much darker place. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link to my playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.